MidwestUSA.org today.
The Michael Jackson memorial service on the tube. How many stations covered it? Well, you can include all those overseas. In Britain, the BBC 2 cleared its schedule to show the service entirely. Around the world, it might have been watched by, they again say, 1 billion television viewers. You look at the American networks, and you're talking about 16 American television networks carrying it live. Wow, huge. Mariah Carey performed, Jennifer Hudson performed, Stevie Wonder performed, Jermaine Jackson did an incredible rendition of Smile from the Charlie Chaplin film Modern Times. Brooke Shields explained that that was Michael Jackson's favorite song. So that's where we begin this hour of America Tonight. Hope you and yours are doing well. Kate Delaney hanging her hat, as always, here on this hook called ATN. It really was kind of a who's who, but not ridiculously so. I actually looked at the guest list. I think of all the things that happened in this tribute, and there were some funny moments. Like, there was one moment where Magic Johnson talked about being friendly with Michael Jackson and, you know, talked about playing for the Lakers during the high time for Michael. And he said one evening he was all excited. He went over to his house and his chef came and, you know, he asked him what he wanted. And Magic Johnson got grilled chicken. And then he was stunned when Michael Jackson was eating a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there were other little personal moments like that that were revealed, but probably the most touching moment and a glimpse behind the curtain at Michael Jackson's private life came at the end when his 11-year-old daughter Paris wanted to speak. Somebody lowered, one of her uncles lowered the microphone, and she was in tears and had this to say.
I just wanted to say,
speak up, sweetheart, speak up.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
So that was the moment a lot of people will take away from the service. You could tell that that was real, and the little girl had lost her father, and it was a very touching moment. The service overall, I would have to say, was classy, well done, and puts the whole Michael Jackson thing to rest, one would hope. But I guarantee there will be many more stories about the woman who fathered the two children, Debbie Rowe, and what's going to happen ultimately with the kids. Is that the right way? The will, and was that fair? And what happens in the future? And what about the estate? And the criminal side of things, the doctors, will they be charged? So I guess I'm answering my own question. It won't completely be done. But from the so-called mainstream media perspective, I would think a lot of the constant round-the-clock coverage you've been seeing would be over with this memorial service. There were other things that happened, obviously, around the world and here closer to our shores besides the service for the Pop King in Los Angeles. I mean, again, like I said, it was a touching ceremony. It focused on his music, mostly his career and personal stories of those who knew him well, who were asked to speak and did a really fine job, I think, of painting a picture of him. It wasn't about the sordid side, the allegations. Of course it wasn't about any of that sort of stuff. It wasn't a time for that. It wasn't even brought up on most of the coverage, actually. But as I said, we know that this man who was talented had this other side that Congressman Pete King is now being vilified for speaking up and saying, hey, listen, what is going on here? Why aren't other things being covered, like Afghanistan and what's happening there in the early days of this stepping up of the occupation of Afghanistan and trying to snuff out the Taliban and other men and women who are serving? Why aren't there more stories about that? And understandably, because we know, we talked about how much saturation Michael Jackson had in the media. But I'm going to say it for one last time. It's about selling newspapers. It's about selling commercials. And especially now, media has become so much a business. It is about receipts a lot of times, as someone said to me once, not so much about the content. And if that's true, and if the nation is thirsting for the celebrity side of things, which we see, because the paparazzi are like jackals, they just keep multiplying, and the shows couldn't be more popular. TMZ, which to me would be a bottom feeder kind of, website and television show, gets huge attention. It's one of the top 10 websites in the country. So somebody's listening, somebody's paying attention, and that's why you had that amount of coverage. If people weren't paying attention then and lost interest in it, then you wouldn't have seen, I don't think, the amount of coverage that you saw. In the meantime, a couple of things that I think have been under the wire, including this, the Nevada court is talking about a follow-up with the O.J. bail request. But Simpson is promising not to disappear or endanger the community if he's freed from prison pending his appeal. That's what his lawyers are trying to do. And this is for that hotel room heist. And his lawyers are fighting to try to make that happen. His lawyer is a guy named Yale Galantner, saying that he's got a burden in demonstrating his release doesn't pose any danger. So they're going to hear oral arguments in August on whether or not he'll be able to be out on bail while they're waiting to see what happens in the appeal with O.J. Simpson. I can't imagine that that you're going to see him wiggle out of this, but they filed some new papers, and the new papers, and this is why I'm bringing it up here, right at the top of America's Night, the new papers included an affidavit from one of the two memorabilia guys robbed in that that showdown in the hotel in 2007, renewing his allegations that the Clark County District Attorney wouldn't let him drop the charges against Simpson. So apparently, one of the guys didn't even want to press charges against him, but was basically forced to do that by the district attorney, so he was a reluctant witness. Hey, maybe this stirs something and changes something for Simpson. If the Supreme Court certainly lets him out, he's serving 9 to 33 years for kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon in the robbery of the two different guys in that Vegas hotel room in 2007. And at 61, you got to think, depending on how much he would serve, he might not ever see the light of day again. O.J. Simpson, would you like to see him get out of prison? I doubt anyone's going to call this show and say that. I think some believe it was justice rearing its ugly head and finally biting Simpson for what happened in Los Angeles with his wife and Ron Goldman. More of 18.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Michael's favorite song was not one of the countless masterpieces that he gave us, but it was a song that Charlie Chaplin wrote for the movie Modern Times. It's called Smile. And there's a line in the song that says, smile, though your heart is aching. Today, although our hearts are aching, we need to look up where he is undoubtedly perched in a crescent moon. And we need to smile.
So once again, fans across America and the world pausing to remember Jackson. It was a big memorial service at the Staples Center, to say the least, in Los Angeles. Video tributes, personal remembrance is like those you just heard from Brooke Shields, and all of that combined with music, and very, very well done. We let you hear right at the top of the show Paris's daughter and what she had to say. So this is it for Michael Jackson. Now, as far as his legacy and what ultimately the cachet is on Michael Jackson, you have to think it's, for a while anyway, it's going to be bigger than Elvis and the Beatles, and that's what most people are talking about. Tickets to that tribute were in heavy, heavy demand. Over 1.6 million requests, only 8,750 people getting to go to that, each got a pair, the ones that were picked. Michael Jackson's music is soaring. The Nielsen Sound Scan shows that his solo album sales in the U.S. went from 10,000 in the week before his death to 422,000 in the week that ended the last week in June. But here's the curious thing. So people want to hear the music and want to look at the videos and stuff, but there is not a demand for his paraphernalia. So, in other words, like with Elvis Presley, you certainly have that. Even the Beatles, you still have it. T-shirts, hats, and coffee mugs, and all that sort of stuff. In significant numbers, that hasn't changed. But I guess part of the reason for that is that the stuff that's out there there haven't been a lot of licensed stuff, material that's been put out there. So now there's a demand for slapping a license on the Jackson stuff that wasn't there before he died. Frankly, it wasn't there. Now there's a big push for that. There are two people, John Branca and a music exec, John McClain, that are taking over the estate, because that's what was in his will. So that means besides the memorial service that just was, the funeral, the investigation into his death, and all that other sort of stuff, the Jackson estate, they have to deal with the licensing of his name and likeness for merchandising. That is huge, because you have to think that that might explode, especially now in the next couple of months. Just like I said with Elvis, it's like Elvis is the number two, his house at Graceland is the number two most visited thing in the United States. You know, so much so that things in the Elvis store fly off the shelves, is T-shirts and other things relating to Elvis Presley, not just the music itself that is still sold, but certainly not like the merchandise and not like the tickets to his place. I mean, that's another consideration. Will there be tours to the last house that Michael Jackson lived in? I mean, there are these questions that hang in the air that I'm sure will be sorted out. But for you and me, this is it with a memorial service, and it was a good way to wrap it up, I think, in a neat little bow. Let's ask Matt Johnson, our resident 20-something. Matt, what do you think? There were vendors selling, like, buttons, and there were those bootleg T-shirts, that's what they call them, and they're selling them right outside of his home in Encino in Los Angeles, but nothing official. I would think once you get that merchandising label slapped on some of the stuff, I think it's going to fly off the shelves. What do you think?
It's so funny you would say that, because I was just, I told you off air how I was at the Mall of Hysteria, which is my little nickname for the Mall of America today, and I was walking around and I saw a couple different Michael Jackson T-shirts, and all of a sudden it just popped in my head. I'm like, this guy is going to become the new, you know, Che Guevara or whatever, that all the kids these days are going to have, like, the Michael Jackson T-shirt, you know? It's going to be the thing to have, is his face or, like, him doing a dance move or something on some T-shirt.
Yeah, so even kids, like you're saying, that don't really know Michael Jackson from like, you and I, what we would know it from growing up in two different eras, both him touching both of our eras, they don't have that, but now it'll be a throwback thing for them.
Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, like I said, the Che Guevara thing, half the kids that walk around with those shirts, they have no idea who that guy is. Like, I don't know, he's in South America somewhere. That's like all they know, but, you know, it's the cool T-shirt to have, the revolutionary guy, but they don't know the backstory behind it. So hopefully these people at least have some idea who Michael Jackson is when they're sporting their little MJ T-shirt that they're going to have.
Yeah. So once that happens, because already the bootleg stuff is still, people are trying to get the bootleg stuff. So imagine when it's official, it'll be that much more, and probably more T-shirts than anything, but other kitschy things probably will sell too.
Yeah, I mean, the album sales are going up. You might see the little hat that he always wore. I don't know what kind of a hat it is, little fedora type thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that could become a style. Maybe somebody will bring back the one glove. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. You might see that. I'll tell you one thing that, Matt, you'll probably see. I don't know about you, but I always get invited to costume parties, and Halloween is a big deal in the city that I live in. Halloween can be a big deal almost anywhere. And I bet you're going to have a lot of people that are going to dress like Michael Jackson in October.
Yeah, but there'll be too many people doing it, I think. So it'll
be nauseating once
again. Yeah, just like this Halloween, what was it? Everybody dressed up as the Joker from the Batman movie, with Heath Ledger dying and him being the main kind of evil villain of the time.
Yeah, no kidding. And he did such a great performance, but there was that whole thing with him too, dying and winning the Academy Award, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Matt, I love that. The Mall of, what do you call it, the Mall of Hysteria?
Yeah, that's right.
That's beautiful. You don't have that trademark, do you? I'd love to steal that from you. The Mall of Hysteria.
I'll let you have it for a small fee.
Okay. Bootlegged. I love that phrase. Clever minds. When they threw us together, who knew what they were going to come up with on America Tonight? Hey, you know, speaking of From the Grave, Billy Mays is selling, because remember, he was the big-time pitch man. You can't say it enough that there are very few people, if you played just his voice, that they would know who he is. I really believe that if they watch any sort of television. So now they have this new infomercial, and that's got to be a little bit awkward. His final pitch was for the Telebrands Jupiter Jack, and it's a cell phone accessory for your car that turns the car radio into a wireless speaker system. They filmed it about a month ago, and they spent millions on the airtime, and they decided to show it. They said they struggled with the decision. What do you do? Because there isn't any kind of a precedent for this with a guy who just happened to be popular that was a big-time pitch guy. That's why they hired him. And they said they didn't know what was going to happen, but they decided there could be this big backlash, but they were going to roll with it anyway since they spent a ton on having it cut. Since he was still popular, we're not going to recut it. We're going to run it and just take our chances and see what happens. Everybody knows Billy Mays' work from OxyClean and Kaboom and Orange Glow. And what happened there, they're marketed by Church and Dwight, and they pulled the spots. And they haven't said who's going to step into that role. And the Discovery Channel, they had a series. I watched the series. It was a great series called Pitchman. And Mays was heavily featured in this. And they're going to present a couple hours of reruns, I guess, this week, plus a special Pitchman, a tribute to Billy Mays. So they're devoting a bunch of programming to sort of a Mays memorial. And this happens later today, actually. There's a 12-hour Pitchman marathon, and then it ends with the season finale, which hasn't aired before. And honestly, they're expecting to get huge ratings for that. But I think what they thought they would do to honor the wishes of the family, they actually consulted the family attorney, the Mays family attorney, to decide what to do with the spots. What would he have wanted? What was okay with the family? Because this guy was the sole breadwinner for his family. So this is a revenue stream. I figure they might as well, you know, run it. Why wouldn't they run the Pitchman stuff? Absolutely, right? I don't think that's foolish, do you? 800-259-5791, ATN.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to New Rev. New Rev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The survival oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the survival oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before, I saw them in concert with Journey and Cheap Trick. It was a pretty decent concert, surprisingly. Very, very hot, but luckily I had seats in a shady area of the stadium. Hope you're doing well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, most of the focus on anything you probably flipped on today was on Michael Jackson because of the memorial service, but that, as I said before, wasn't all that happened. The president is at the G8 summit. The focus there is the economy, and it's in Italy. It's the economy and global warming. This off the heels of leaving a very chilly reception from the folks in Moscow. I would say not the president so much, but probably the prime minister, Vladimir Putin. And then the people didn't have much to say about Obama, and that had to be kind of strange for him because in Europe, in the Middle East, when he was in Cairo, in the United States, even though there's detractors, he, let's face it, is like a rock star to so many people for his speeches and the books he has out and the fact that he's been president, what, since mid-January. And now the Obama administration is going to have accountability issues for, and I think already people are talking about this, there's accountability issues for what he was talking about on the campaign trail that needed to happen in this country. One of them is health care reform. So Rahm Emanuel stayed behind to really push that to the Democrats on the Hill, the necessity of pulling this reform bill together and getting it through. And, of course, the other thing is the climate control issue. That is couldn't be bigger. It gets by the House. And now it's a question of what happens in the Senate. And probably Sonia Sotomayor, and whether or not she ultimately gets the stamp of approval from the Senate, because that is his mark that would be left on the Supreme Court, since she is his nominee for that lifetime appointment. I don't see anything that's going to stand in the way of Sotomayor. There'll be hard questioning, but that's anybody. They'll bring up past cases, the fireman case, and her attitudes about race and what the influences are for decisions and stuff. But I don't think anything's out there that's going to completely trip her up. But who knows? I mean, who knows if somebody has a bullet in a chamber somewhere just ready to fire it at her when she goes in front of the Senate on the Senate Judiciary Committee, when she goes in front of them on the 13th, so next Monday. In the meantime, this might have got lost in the sauce for some, but the Obama administration is also saying it could imprison non-U.S. citizens at Gitmo indefinitely, even if they've been acquitted. See, now that was another campaign thing about closing Gitmo down and then realizing not such an easy thing to do. And so now at this point, it looks like they're going to continue to imprison the people, even if they were done, acquitted, whatever, of the terrorism charges by the U.S. military commission. Here's what was said. Jay Johnson, the Defense Department's chief lawyer, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that releasing a detainee who's been tried and found not guilty was a policy decision that officials would make based on their estimate of whether the prisoner posed a future threat. So just like the Bush administration, the Obama administration argues that the legal basis for indefinite detention of aliens that are considered dangerous is separate from war crimes prosecutions. And that means that the laws of war allow indefinite detention to prevent aliens from committing warlike acts in the future, while prosecution by military commission certainly is trying to punish them for the war crimes that have been committed in the past. So Senator Lindsey Graham, who is someone who's been very vocal about Gitmo, says some of them will be able to get out of jail because they've rehabilitated themselves, and some of them may die in jail, but he said he didn't want to put people in a dark hole forever simply because a politician said so. So this, the whole Gitmo thing gets more and more interesting. Somebody recently, gosh, I'm trying to think who did a story. I know what it was. I was watching HBO Real Sports, and one of the correspondents actually did a story on Gitmo. It was so well done. And the focus was, and it was a fascinating story, the focus actually was on the fact that here you have this area, Gitmo, Cuba, where they don't really want the base there, obviously. They don't want the Americans there. And you're constantly, you have like a McDonald's, you have homes there, but you only have a tiny area where you can maneuver, where you can go, because you're in very unfriendly territory. I mean, you're not walking all over Cuba. And one of the things that the guards do there, because it's such a horrible job, these guards get spit on, kicked, crap thrown at them, all kinds of stuff from the detainees at Gitmo. So one of the things that they do with their one day off to relieve the stress is they go diving, because there's these beautiful coral reefs that they have access to. So diving is huge there. And now they've got a program where you have soldiers that served in Iraq or could be Afghanistan or somewhere where they've lost limbs, and they're there, coming there on that base on Gitmo, and they've got a program to teach them how to dive. So teaching them something that will help them feel better, rehab, etc. And it's become quite popular. But it's interesting in listening to the guards and saying what happens to them from these, let's face it, in some cases, flat out. I mean, look, there's people that, terrorists that are sitting there that if something had gone one way or the other, let's face it, they could have done something in the United States, but they were caught ultimately. Or someone like the mastermind kingpin Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So bottom line is the Obama administration is still in the same position that they criticized the Bush administration for. Gee, what do? It looks like we're going to have to continue to imprison non-U.S. citizens indefinitely. Because now here you go. It's the same thing. I just went through the whole rigmarole with you. It's the legal basis. What's the legal basis for indefinite detention of aliens that are dangerous, that are separate from war crime prosecutions? And the answer is they're still at Gitmo. I mean, would Gitmo close anytime soon during the Obama regime? This was one of the things that was, heavily promised on the campaign trail. Now, you could say, and like any other politician, that's what politicians do, and they have to do it well or they don't get elected. When you're in the throes of running for an office, it'd be interesting to do this. It would take an incredible amount of research, and I could skim the surface on this, but I would have to not do this radio show to do the kind of research you would need to do. But if you went back and found footage, let's say you went five presidents deep, and then looked at every campaign stop, everything you could get a hold of to see what specifically were they telling people, not, geez, I'm going to try to do this. You know, there's lots of opposition to Gitmo, but I think it needs to be closed. I can't guarantee it, but that's going to be one of the things I'm going to work on. That's never said. I promise you're not. This is a transparent administration, and this is what we're going to do. No more of the same old blah, blah, blah. That's what you'd hear. So as far as I know, Gitmo, still not solved, right? Healthcare, not solved. That would be big, obviously, if it is, but I think it'd be much to the chagrin of a lot of people because they won't be happy about how it goes down. Climate control, another thing that was promised about the Go Green, moving into the next century, etc. So that's another thing that was pushed heavily on the campaign trail. And the more that Obama falls back on the promises, the gay marriage agenda and the fact that don't ask, don't tell is another thing relating to the population of, you know, homosexuals, et cetera, that felt like in electing Obama, they had a clear voice, a conscience, a different kind of way to measure what would happen to their futures if Obama was elected. And so far, that hasn't happened. Now, state-wise, that is happening. There are more states that are jumping on board and giving the gay marriage high sign or some other kind of something similar to marriage, whether it's the civil unions, etc., or, you know, whatever it is. But that's being decided by the states and not on the federal level. So I'd have to say, I know we did this in the beginning on a scale of 1 to 10. Where do you put Obama? Promises-wise, I'm going to say a 3. But you could argue back, well, it's only been, 6 months? A little over 6 months? Not enough time? In a year, where does this all stand? In a year and a half, where does it stand? And then you got to start talking about re-election. Will Obama get reelected if some of the things he promised don't happen? Coming up on the flip side, we have news you can abuse, this day in history, and of course, birthdays.
What would would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, cowhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. That chance is going around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what pulls you down. Yeah, got bad luck. Bad luck. Bad luck. Bad luck. Got bad luck. Bad luck. Say a number, call me. That number's hot. Ever since you got walk around in a day with your pockets fat. Go see a woman, she ain't even there. Sing with the fight.
It's time to lighten the load. We have news you can abuse. Birthdays in this day in history. Let's start in Reading, Ohio. Ever been to Reading, Ohio? I went to school in Ohio, and I don't know where Reading is. I want to say it's in the north, but I could be dead wrong on that. Usually my sense of geography is pretty good, but I'm not sure. And Reading, Pennsylvania, not too far really from where I grew up. It's a town of the original outlets. It's known for that, and you go through the Amish country on your way to Reading. But Reading, that's Reading, Pennsylvania, but Reading, Ohio, not sure. Do you have a good sense of geography, Matt?
I do.
I did too, normally. I like geography. Did you like geography in school?
I excelled in it.
Yeah, so did I. That's funny. But so many kids I went to school with were not good at geography.
That kind of stuff actually pisses me off a little bit when people don't know where things are and, like, can't figure things out. I just don't understand it. So I was one of the kids who was, you know, kind of the dork that we had this big class map, you know, it was on the side of the one wall. And I sat there, and before really being taught it, I kind of figured out, hey, like, all the continents, they kind of look like they... Because I was big into puzzles, so I put the world together as a puzzle and figured out, oh, that's how it actually was at one point, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess that we have that in common, and I don't understand that either. But I think it could get worse because now you have so many, and I think the GPS systems are great, but for when you're in a town you're unfamiliar with and all that sort of stuff, but you have kids that are growing up where geography in some places isn't heavily emphasized. And they don't, especially when it comes outside of the United States, they have no clue. And I'm not saying all, but there are some places where it's just not at all, you know, something that's taught. There are other things in place of it. So I think it's going to get worse. I think that like when Jay Leno does that thing that he used to do, he'd be on the streets and he'd ask people about places and it would be layup questions. And they didn't even know those questions.
Yeah.
Name one state border in California. It would be crazy, the answers he got.
And my whole thing is, I've gone on trips with people before, and especially I've had this with girlfriends before, who just can't figure out north, south, and east, and west. And I just, it boggles my mind, because I'm like, if you know your directions, if you have an internal compass, you can never get lost. Because you'd be like, okay, well, I came from the east, I know I need to head north, and just go that way. And I just don't understand it. I've had girlfriends be like, oh, you're lost. I'm like, I'm not lost. I just don't know the road we're on, but I know we need to go north, and we'll end up where we need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And it always works out.
Yeah, it always works out. If you're right, and that it's that compass, like you said, the internal compass that matters probably the most. But here we veer off into something else. The owner of a suburban Cincinnati barbecue joint likes his chesty mannequin just the way she is. So check this out. A zoning appeals panel agrees with Kenny Tessel. They're saying that they originally had ordered Tessel to put more clothes on the life-size figure. He says the busty babe has boosted business by 40%. Wow. Looking at a dummy with fake boobs pulls people in Reading, Ohio? I guess so. I don't know. They don't like the skimpy halter top and the tight short shorts. They objected to that. So more than 800 customers signed a petition asking the city to leave his mannequin alone. The Cincinnati Enquirer reported that the Board of Zoning Appeals voted in his favor, so he gets to keep his chesty mannequin with the halter top and the tight shorts, thanks to the customers who signed the petition. I bet it was so easy. Hey, will you sign this petition? Do you think the half those guys going in there aren't going to sign the petition? Please, give me a break. How about this from Lawrence, Kansas? Power from the people, the sweaty people, that's the idea at the University of Kansas. The school is planning to put exercising students to work generating electricity. 15 elliptical workout machines at a student fitness center are going to be connected to generators hooked into the building's electric grid. Boy, I hope they're in good shape. The 15 trainers will produce about 10 kilowatts of energy a day. That's about what a student apartment would use. The Student Environmental Board is picking up the $15,000 tab for the project. Like I said, as long as you have people that are in shape that are able to do that. Ooh, those elliptical machines, man, they can kill you after a while. Roanoke, Virginia, that's where we head next. The state will be closing nearly half of its interstate rest areas in 2 weeks. The Virginia Department of Transportation officials are really struggling with a $2.6 billion flood of red ink in their budget. They say they're going to be adding parking spaces for truckers at the 23 remaining rest areas and welcome centers. They say their limited funds have to go toward road maintenance rather than rest stops. Ooh, that'll be, although they're adding those spots, I guess, for the truckers, but rest, especially in Virginia, those rest stops, because of where the trucks are traveling, anybody listening to me that's a trucker knows that's pretty vital to them, as to pull over so that they're not so exhausted when they're driving all the way through. All right, this day in history, it is Wednesday, July 8th. There are 176 days left in the year. Here are a couple of highlights from way back when. The Wall Street Journal, do you read it? I read it. I like the Wall Street Journal. I don't get to read it as often as I would like to, but I do read it. 1889 is when that paper was first published. In 1947, demolition work began in New York City to make way for the new permanent headquarters of the United Nations. I could make a joke, but I'm going to be nice. In 1994, Kim Song, North Korea's communist leader since 1948, died at the age of 82. And guess who stepped in next? 5 years ago, Adelphia Communications, Corporation founder John Regis and his son Timothy were convicted in New York of looting the cable company and deceiving investors. Gee, how many other companies came after that? Regis was sentenced to 12 years in prison, and Timothy Regis got 17. 1 year ago, a well-organized assault by gunmen on horseback on a UN African Union patrol in Darfur left 7 peacekeepers dead. That was sad. And 22 wounded. We got birthdays for you. You're going to recognize about 5 of these names, I think. Let's try them. Actor Billy Crudup is 41. Let's see. What would you know Billy Crudup from? He's been in a lot of movies, but I'm trying to think what you would recognize him in. I got to have a second to do that. Writer-producer Rob Burnett is 47 years old. Ton of popular television shows, including Donald Trump's show. You're fired. You know what I'm talking about. Would you really want to work for him, though? News columnist Anna Quinlan is 57 years old. Actor Kevin Bacon turns 51. Footloose, yeah, that's way back when. Jerry Vale, singer, 77. Actor Jeffrey Tambor is 65. Also celebrating a birthday, country singer Toby Keith is 48 years old. I know people know Toby Keith, right? Even if you don't know country music that well. Also celebrating a birthday with Toby Keith would be actor Corey Parker. He's 44 years old. Singer Ben Jelen is 30 years old. I actually saw him sing at a music studio I used to work with. TM Century. He came in and he wasn't as well known then, and his career kind of exploded a couple of months after that. Steve Mason from Jars of Clay, a Christian rock musician, is 34 years old. Rock musician Andy Fletcher from Depeche Mode, 48 years old. Actress Angelica Houston is 58 years old. Do you recognize any of those names? Sophia Bush, the actress, 27 years old. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Fools are more to be feared than the wicked.
Well, how about this?
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
So long.